the G.I. Journal goes to press. Yes, sir, it's the G.I. Journal again, the radio newspaper of the AEF. Well, men, once again, we bring you a man that people are going to talk about long after a lot of other comedians are gone. But not until then. Your editor-in-chief for this edition, Jack Carson.
Hiya, man!
Hiya, Jack!
Well, that Mitchell guy isn't so far off about me at that. A lot of people are talking about me already. Of course, they can't prove a word of it. Sure, a heap of pleasure being editor of your old G.I. Journal again. This is your five-star final, man. And standing by are your five-star reporters. There's lovely Linda Darnell in charge of all the letters from overseas. So don't hold back on those letters, man. It isn't every day you get a chance to send your V-mail to a female like that. There's this Kibble heading our views from the Muses column. Arthur Q. Bryan dishing out advice to the lovelorn. Mel Blanc, Harry Mitchell, and, of course, our outside reporter, Jerry Colonna, who should be calling in with a big story right about now. City Desk?
Hello, City Desk. Let me speak to Carson.
This is Carson. Colonna, what are you doing?
I just captured a Japanese spy, and he's about to commit Kerry Harry.
Colonna! You mean Harry Carey.
Harry Harry.
Carey, Harry Carey.
Well, somebody better carry Harry.
In spite of what I did, it still came out all right. Now we turn to see what is rolling hot off the presses.
All the presses, all the presses. Some fine poems just poured into our views from the Muses column.
Okay. Comb back the shrubbery from your eyes and read.
Now, the first poem is from Danny Schlesinger overseas. It's about a sentry named Massa. There once was a sentry named Massa who was to stop people without a passer. Massa fell asleep and let the enemy creep. Massa's in the cold, cold.
He must have forgotten to read his general orders.
Now, the next poem is from Ted Thomas in North Africa. Oh, there was a young lady named Hetty who wanted a guy to go steady. But whenever she found one who was ready, the draft board was there before Hetty.
Well, thank you, Ish. And now, man, comes the greatest offer in history. At great expense, G.I. Journal has gotten the pin that holds up Dorothy L'Amour's sarong. This rare item will be given absolutely free, with an autograph letter from Dorothy herself to the man who sends in the best poem. Now, man, this is on the level. For the best poem sent into G.I. Journal, Dorothy L'Amour is donating her prize sarong pin and an autographed letter. All entries become the property of G.I. Journal, and the judge's decision will be final. Address your poem to G.I. Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Remember, everybody enter now. You may be the lucky one who gets pinned down. Now we'd like to dedicate a beautiful song to all the men at APO 534 and 716. It's Kay Carson's band and a terrific arrangement of St. Jane's Infirmary. Thank you.
Chief. This is Kelowna. I'm 40,000 feet up in the air, going 600 miles an hour, and I'm worried.
Worried? What are you worried about?
Could there be a plane up here with me?
Kelowna, are you pulling my leg?
Well, I don't know. I can't tell from here.
Kelowna, how did you ever get to be an aviator anyway?
Well, I've been flying for 50 years.
50 years? You're only 32 now. That makes you flying for 18 years before you were born. How can you explain that?
Stork lost his bomb sight.
Is that all you have to report, Kelowna?
I know, no, Carson. I'd like to report it's very cold up here in the stratosphere. Brrr, the temperature is 900 degrees before and below freezing.
900 degrees before, below freezing?
Yes. Guess I should have worn my turtleneck sweater.
Why didn't you wear your turtleneck sweater?
I gave it to my brother.
Is he cold?
No, he's a turtle.
And what's the matter up there?
Something seems to be wrong with the propeller. I'll just stick my head out and see what's wrong.
Be careful, that propeller can cut you into a million pieces.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing.
Kelowna! 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 Kelowna!
I'll answer you as soon as I find the piece that talks.
It's music time again. This time, Kay Kaiser loans me his baton as the lovely voice of Julie Conway is featured in a song you all know, Why Don't You Do Right?
Why don't you do right? Why don't you do right? Up here, Julie Conway, and do right, gal. I know you'll do right by the guys who're gonna hear this song.
Now you had plenty money, 1922. You let other people make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Oh, get out of here and get me some money too. Jack, you're sitting down wondering what it's all about. Ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Oh, get out of here and get me some money too.
You smell good. What is that perfume?
Toujours l'amour.
Toujours l'amour? Smell this.
What's that?
Toujours la M1 bore cleaner. You know, Linda, I certainly enjoyed staying at your house over the weekend. It was nice of your mother to ask me.
Well, Jack, it was nice of you to ask my mother to ask you.
Yeah. Mother's really swell, Linda. She likes a fellow who eats a hearty meal, doesn't she?
Oh, yes, Jack. You know, she told me she loves to hear you eat.
Wait a minute. Are you insinuating there's something wrong with my table manners?
Well, no, Jack, but, well, I mean, usually people stay on the same side of the table they start on.
They do?
Uh-huh. They certainly don't run around looking at the portions yelling, I got dipped, I got dipped.
Well, that's what I get for eating at home so much. But I really know how to handle that turkey we had, didn't I?
Well,
Don't tell me there's anything wrong with picking up a leg and eating it.
Well, no, Jack, there's nothing wrong with picking up a leg and eating it, but Not from other people's plates.
Say, Linda, did you make the salad?
Well, yes, Jack. It was a tossed salad.
Tossed salad?
Uh-huh.
That explains why it threw me for a loop.
What are you talking about? Why, I pulled those vegetables up by the roots by myself.
Linda, those weren't roots. They were gophers.
Gophers?
Sure. Every time I reached for a carrot, a little furry paw beat me to it.
Well, look, Jack, I didn't mind that so much, but you really made a lot of noise eating that spaghetti we had. A
lot of noise? You mean there's another way to eat that stuff besides going... Well, it's been a hard fight, Linda, but we finally got down to letters. What's the first one about, honey?
Well, our first letter is from P. Sensabella, a CB. I quote, "Last night I happened to hear Jerry Colonna on GI Journal, and he was excellent. I come from the same city, and we went to the same school. Hey, Jerry, you remember him?"
I certainly do, Linda. Peter and I did used to go to the same school together in Boston. That truant officer never did catch us.
I like to have seen Colonna as a school kid. Can't you just see him waving his mustache when he had to leave the room?
Well, Jack, our next letter is about a Marine expression. Ask a Marine where he's been, and he'll probably say, boondock. It's a Pacific expression the Marines have adopted for any place where you eat rations and have to find your own place to sleep.
Don't forget, fellas, we're still in the market for any expression or name you GIs have for your food or base or ship or anything. Just address us at GI Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Come in.
Everybody keeps pushing me around. I can't stand it.
Well, why don't you make them stop?
How can I? I'm just a little old wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow, eh? His head certainly has the handles for it. Who's the next letter from, Linda?
Well, Jack, it's from Alaska. It tells about Lieutenant Irving C. Rosvold, a radio engineer up there. And when the mail came in, he grabbed for it like the next man, and all the lieutenant got was a postcard. It was from his draft board telling him he was permanently deferred on occupational grounds.
That was good news for the lieutenant. Here's more good news for everybody. It's Kate Kaiser and the Argus are trying to tell the MPs that they ain't misbehaving.
For some advice to the lovelorn, huh?
Why? Right? And here I am with weems and weems of letters referring to matters dealing with osculation.
let's keep it clean, old man. First, I want to compliment you on your fine appearance. That is really a good-fitting suit.
You like it? See how nice and snug it is amidships?
Yeah.
Nice and snug around the rudder, too.
Well, thank you. I sort of go for the wasp waist effect it gives me.
Wasp waist?
Uh-huh.
It's more like a bumblebee with a tight girdle.
You should talk. What's that you got on, a flour sack?
You kidding? This suit is guaranteed against bagging.
Yeah, but the trouble is you're not.
You can't kid me. Many people have commented on how I always look like a page from a fashion book.
Well, from here, you look more like the back cover of the Infantry Journal.
I think we'd better get on to our lovelorn problems. What's the first question? Oh, what's the first question?
It's from Private Jake Sikora in Italy. He wants to know what to do. His girl refuses to marry him.
Well, what's your tip?
Sweep her off her feet. Bring her presents. Jewelry. Perfume.
What kind of perfume would you recommend? Passion in Paris?
No. Get something reliable, like To a Fire and a Wumble Feet.
And you really advocate that approach with women, eh?
I certainly do. Of course, it didn't work out so well when I tried it on my Wozy Wub.
Your Wozy Wub?
Yep.
Did you give her perfume?
Yeah, but you see, with Wozy Wub, perfume doesn't add anything. It just neutralizes her.
She doesn't sound very chic or smart to me.
Oh, but Mr. Carson, she is smart. She went to one of the best schools in the country, the OCS at Fort Witcherburg.
But that OCS has nothing but men.
Told you she was smart.
Linda, please keep that door closed. More things come in that way. Advance and be recognized.
Good afternoon. Hiya, kid.
That's my old friend. Friend. My old friend. My old friend, Private Sad Sack.
You're having the same trouble as me. Look, yeah, that's me, all right, Mr. Carson. I got some vital military information for you. And it's very secret, and nobody should know about it. Keep it under your hat. I heard a rumor.
Sad Sack, you better be careful about repeating stories.
Oh, don't worry. When I come to military information, I'll say a vegetable or a fruit instead.
Okay, Mr. Blue Plate, fill me up with goodies.
Okay. Well, you know my cousin, Spinach. He's shipping out on the SS Succotash.
Are they being convoyed by a gravy boat?
Ain't funny. But they are being escorted by a big fleet of cabbages and two enormous grapefruit vines with four-motored potatoes flying overhead for observation, of course.
Potatoes for observation?
They got eyes, ain't they? Now, please, don't breathe a word of this, but he tells me a big conference, or rather a big offensive, will start on the kumquat of May 1900 and Hitler.
Wait a minute, we're talking fruits and vegetables. What's Hitler doing in there?
It's the skunk cabbage isn't a vegetable.
Once again, it's our music page. Kay Kaiser leading the boys through for the first time, and Harry Babbitt on the vocal.
I've fallen in love, and in no time at all, this want you near me feeling is so new to me. Darling, your love has done the thing no one could do to me. For the first time, I know that it's real. And if you feel as I do. Then the first time will be the last time. I'll go right on loving you.
Yes, Linda.
The boys at APO 928 and 934 like our burlesques on radio serials and commercials. Say, we got another one on tap for today?
We sure have, Linda. A fanfare, please.
The makers of Pat Your Fat Away Reducing Cream bring you another episode in the thrilling adventure serial, Super Jerk. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Attention, women over 400 pounds. Are you fat? When you walk by the butcher store, does the butcher run out and make you an offer? When you put on your two-way stretch, do you look like a one-way street? Can you lose your last dollar at poker and still walk away with a pot? Then get yourself a jar of Pat Your Fat Away Reducing Cream tonight. And now on with our show. Let's have the theme sung.
From out of the sky, from under the earth, on top of the wall, he comes with the speed of light. Who is it? What is his name?
It's me, Super Jerk.
Last week, Super Jerk found out the secret hiding place of a nest of submarines. He was able to do this by discovering the signal of the wolf pack. Hiya, babe! Today we find Super Jerk at the shipyards where he is awaiting the arrival of the fiendish killers and saboteurs. The plans of the sabotage have been set, and they are ready for execution. But they'll never get away with it as long as the master brain is on the job. Will they, Super Jerk? Flashing through the sky with the speed of light, Super Jerk encounters a formation of enemy planes. He swoops to the attack. Just misses. He swoops again. Just misses. He swoops again. I say he swoops again.
Oh, no, my tongue can't stand it.
And now the enemy planes and Super Jerk get into a terrific dogfight.
Ah, here come the enemy plane. Yes, the bomb bay door opens.
Hiya, bomb.
Hiya, bay. The bomb is let loose. It is headed straight for the new ship. But I, Super Jerk, will save the ship. First, I must change into my costume. There. Now all I have to do is pull up the zipper. Oh, 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 oh.
Now I'll spring into the air and catch the falling bomb with my bare hands.
Will Super Jerk catch the bomb in his bare hands? Pat Your Fat Away Reducing Cream will bring you the answer tomorrow.
Correction. Tomorrow we will bring you a new program.
And now to take the taste of that monstrosity out of your mouths, here's Kay Kaiser and the band again. This time it's the whole group in Great Day.
There's gonna be a great day.
Hello?
Hello, Carson?
Yes.
Just call up to say I'm down on the ground again, and there's a beautiful woodchuck in front of me with a silver stripe down his back.
Silver stripe down his back? Kelowna, whatever you do, don't touch it.
Why not? It's a very pretty little animal. I think I'll pick it up and take it home with me. What a tail gunner.
Well, it's about time to start putting things in order again.
Unorder them presses, then start putting things in order. A riddle just come in from Bob Howard in India. Why is a hat like an Indian?
I give up.
A hat is like an Indian because an Indian is a native of North America. America was discovered by Columbus. Columbus was an explorer. Explorers sail in ships. Ships have hatches. Hatches have corners. A handkerchief has corners. They sell handkerchiefs in stores. They also sell hats. Hats cover your head. So that's why a hat is like an Indian. They both keep a wigwam.
Peel off that coonskin hat and get out, Ish. You see, fellas, if you got anything as bad as that, just address it to us, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And don't forget our big poem contest with Dorothy Lamour's sarong pin as the big prize. Send in as many poems as you like. Even a two-line jingle might win the most famous pin in the world, plus an autographed letter from Miss Lamour herself. Remember the address, GI Journal, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. See you all soon. This is Jack Carson saying so long.
GI Journal has been a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.